The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. I'm Jackie Ruddy. I'm here with my co-host, partner, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Very good today.
We have a special guest today. We have Barb Moody with Prospect Mortgage. Good morning, Barb.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Great. Excited.
We're excited to have you. We have a lot of good stuff to cover today and to go over, and some products that we've never had discussed previously on the show we're going to discuss today. So we're both very excited. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we talk real estate during the week.
Feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724.
View our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com, jruddy.com, where we have many archive radio shows for the last 3 years. Like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Okay, Barb Moody, Prospect Mortgage. What's your official title and what is Prospect Mortgage and where is your office? And tell me a little bit about yourself and your history, please.
Sure, Jackie. I've been with mortgage lending for approximately 18 years now. My actual office is on 409 Davis Street in Clark Summit. Our phone number is 570-587-3385. And Prospect Mortgage is a company that I've just brought to the area recently so that we can do some of the renovation lending that we were going to discuss today. We specialize in renovation lending, but we also have a full portfolio of all the government programs, the FHA, the VA, the conventional loans, USDA, pretty much everything that I've always offered. We've just added the renovation lending as well. But I've been in it a very long time. I've had about 2,500 customers that have gotten into housing through the different companies that I've worked for. And we are just trying to reach out to the public and let them know about this new product and give them a little bit more information about Prospect since they're new to our area. And we hope that people will come and utilize the experience that we have in mortgage lending. My partner is Tammy Serafini. She also works with me, and both of us can be reached at that number. And we also operate under your PA mortgage team. That is our Facebook. So you can like us on Facebook there to get a bunch of information. And that is also our website, which is www.yourpamortgageteam. So hopefully some people will come in and check us out.
Prospect Mortgage is new to the area, but it's not new to mortgages or financing.
No. Prospect's actually an industry leader. They are right now, I believe, 7th or 10th in the industry as far as an industry leader. They've been around a very long time, and they've got a very strong backing. So it's just new to our actual area. And again, I wanted to bring them into the area because I thought they had a lot of programs that would really help out some of the local clients and the local realtors and our client base in the area.
So your Prospect Mortgage, you do conventional loans, FHA, VA, jumbo loans, and refinancing, correct?
Correct. We also do the USDA as well.
That's the rural housing?
That's the rural housing.
Okay. So you do all these different things, but the one thing that's unique about you and your company is you're doing a renovation type loan.
Correct. The renovation loans are what we're really, really excited about. There are some other companies that do the renovation loans, but not all of the companies are doing them. We're right now number three in renovation lending. Prospect would like to be number one in renovation lending. We're just doing them different, Jackie, than anybody locally. We're doing them at a better time frame. We've getting teams together so that we can have a little bit of an easier process for the client and for the realtor so that the clients and the realtors will embrace the program in the area.
So this renovation loan that you offer, they've been around for some time. We've in the business call it the 203K rehab loan. It's a rehab loan. That's one of the types that you offer, but you also, what I like about your company is offer a conventional renovation loan. And I think I'd like to start talking about that, and then we can move into the 203K, which is an FHA type loan, correct?
Correct. We do the government loans, which have had a little bit of popularity, but not really embraced in the local area. And we've also brought in the conventional, which is known as a home style loan, which adds a lot of the good purposes of the conventional lending. What I mean by that is that conventional lending has lower PMI insurance. This loan has a little bit less fees. And it also, if you have 20% down, doesn't carry PMI insurance. So it's been really helpful for us recently with some of the refinances. If someone wants to come in and refinance their house and add money on top of the refinance cost, we can do that. They don't necessarily need to have the equity in the beginning. They can have the equity at the end after the property is appraised. And then we close up front and they put in the work into the house. And then we see what the appraised value is at the end. So it's the conventional is going to allow those refinance clients to come in and do that, get the extra money out. And as long as the house appraises at the end for the 20% equity position, they won't carry that PMI insurance.
Okay, that's excellent information. For somebody that's purchasing a house that may be on somewhat of a budget, that's looking at lower price homes, maybe to rehab, this is something they should consider, correct?
Correct. And that's why we're trying to get everybody to embrace these programs. A lot of the great properties of the renovation loan is you can buy in, say, a neighborhood that is very desirable, but perhaps the homes are maybe too expensive. If they buy something that is a fixer-upper or needs a little bit of work or repair, the renovation loans, they're great because they can go anywhere from $1, it sounds crazy, to $200,000. It just has to appraise at the finished project at the end of the day. So what makes that unique is we can technically use the program if someone wants all brand new appliances. We can use the program if they need a brand new roof. We can use the program if they want to go in and blow out the back of the house and add three bedrooms. It's just got appraised as it's going to be when it's finished with the project. So what makes them really neat is you can go in and maybe find a lesser of a property that other people might not have looked at that just needs a little TLC. You can also perhaps use the program if inspections fail, but the borrower still loves the area, still wants to be in the school district, and inspections just have brought something to light, but we can do maybe a $5,000 fix for it. We can move into that program to still save that deal for the client and allow them to still buy the house. It's only 3.5% down on the actual FHA 203K, so you could still do that without a whole bunch of money out of your pocket. So we kind of feel like it's a win-win situation. We've had people put in carpets and paint, and we've had people do, you know,
major remodels.
Major remodels.
So what type of properties would somebody be looking at? Do they have to have a certain type of property for it to qualify? Is it only single homes? Can they do two units, three units, four units?
On the FHA programs, they can do the multi-units on the FHA, but they do it. We have to be very careful, and we work with our realtors and our business partners to make sure that the house will appraise at that appraised value when it's finished. So if they're buying, you know, a $40,000 multi-unit and they're going to put work into it, we have to make sure that that work is going to make the house, if they're putting 20 in, the house has to be 60 or 65 at the end of the day.
It has to be worth it.
Right. It has to be worth it. So we just have to keep our eye on the local area, what the market values are in the local area, and make sure that the remodel or the repairs for the house is going to warrant the value in the local area. So one thing, for instance, if we use, say, you know, Clark Summit is a local area in a single family home and someone buys something, which is recently a program we're looking at for $60,000, they want to put about 20 into it. We're averaging that the house might appraise at 150 when it's done. That client would have a lot of value at the end of the day.
So are a lot of people taking advantage of this product? Because it seems like it's a wonderful tool out there. I'm sure you're out there trying to promote it, but I hope people realize that this is something they can consider when they're looking at a home.
We are. We're currently promoting it on our website. We're also promoting it on with our realtors. We are doing a lot of lunch and learns and trying to get out there and meet with people. I think the problem is the awareness on the product. The products have been very paperwork intensive, which has made some bad headway in the news, so to speak, in our area. When we talk to some people, they think that it's going to be too difficult. So we're excited to try to make them understand that our process is much easier, so it doesn't need to be difficult. It's just going to be a matter of getting the extra funds and using those funds to create, you know, some extra value.
Well, it helps when you have a lender that's very passionate about it, which you seem to be, and that knows the process, because we've had some bad situations in the past where we just couldn't get it off the ground because it just didn't seem... Like, you have to have the buyer on board because they have to do a little bit more legwork, and you have to have knowledge of the market and what that house can potentially appraise for after all the repairs are made.
Correct. The process is something that we could kind of discuss or go over if you'd like to, because the process used to be very difficult. Now it's a little bit easier for us. We've created a way to go in and kind of get the buyer pre-approved for their maximum amount up front, and then figure out all of our numbers, meaning the contractors' bids and estimates, and what it's going to appraise at with our realtor partners, and, you know, where we're going to go at the end of the day. So once we do that up front, it gives us a good feeling that when we get to the bottom line, the appraisal is going to come in at value, and that's the important part.
We're going to talk about all of that after the break, because we're headed towards a break. But before we go, Pat, would you...
Yes, we have a four-bedroom, two-bath home in Dunmore at 105 Walnut Street for $119,000. It has low taxes of only $1,300. It's just been renovated, and it is move-in ready. It has new carpeting, new tile floors, freshly painted, plenty of off-street parking, and a fenced-in yard. If you need four bedrooms and two baths in Dunmore, give us a call about 105 Walnut Street for $119,000, and that is listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you, Pat. PAR, Pennsylvania Association of Realtors, just reported that homes near cemeteries sell for more. And
Quiet neighbors?
Quiet neighbors. And I didn't... This was very interesting to me because I would have guessed otherwise. Redfin did it's a real estate brokerage. Redfin was dying to know if homes near cemeteries really sell for less or for more. They conducted a nationwide survey. They analyzed 90 metropolitan areas, and our Philadelphia ranked number 2 for cities that have the most homes for sale near cemeteries. Their report reveals that homes may take longer to sell, but homes less than 50 feet away from a graveyard sell for more money. Homes less than 50 feet away from cemeteries took 48 days to sell, whereas those located more than 500 yards away took 39 days to sell on average. Wasn't that interesting?
Yeah, it's very interesting.
We're headed towards a break. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you Make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. With us today is Pat Devaney, my husband, partner, fellow realtor.
How are you, Jackie?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very good today. This is interesting stuff.
Yes, it is.
You know, these 203Ks were nightmarish before, but she's making it sound so much easier. Renovation loans.
With us today is Barb Moody with Prospect Mortgage.
Jackie, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good.
We're learning a lot about renovation loans. First half, we talked about renovation loans, how you at Prospect Mortgage set yourself apart from the competition out there. And this is one of the ways you do it. Besides, I know you give quality service. You answer phone calls and you get the loan done in record time. And I have to give you a lot of credit for that, Barb. Not everybody can say that. What's your contact information, please?
Well, Prospect Mortgage is in Clark Summit, and our phone number at the office is 570-587-3385. I also use my cell phone, Jackie, as you know, a lot, which is 570-499-1575, and that you could pretty much reach me on anytime. But we appreciate that. We try real hard to make sure that people get the answers that they need as quick as possible. And you can also check in with us at Your PA Mortgage Team. And that's Y-O-U-R PA Mortgage Team. And that's our website and also our Facebook page.
So renovation loans create huge value for buyers. And people that are out there looking at homes, they do not have to despair, because if it needs a roof, windows, doors, maybe some wiring, plumbing, there's a way to do this when they get their mortgage. They can go to you, get pre-approved. They can find a house that may need some TLC, tender loving care, and they can finance this as long as the appraisal comes back and the amount of the money that they're spending to make those repairs and renovations is supported through the appraised value, correct?
Correct, correct. It's a fantastic program. We basically are pre-approving the loan and approving the loan for final credit approval at the buyer's absolute maximum amount right out of the gate, which is a little bit different than the way we used to do renovation lending and what Prospects brought to the table. And then what we do is we go and we use a contractor's bids and estimates, because you cannot do the work yourself, Jackie. You do have to have a contractor involved. We'll get the contractor's bids and estimates, and there is some times when an FHA consultant is necessary. If the repairs are $35,000 or more, or if you are going to do anything structural to the home, meaning you're going to do an add-on or you're going to change the roof or walls inside the house, anything that's structural, they do ask that we also have a 203K consultant go out with the contractor so FHA can put what their stipulations are into the program as well.
On a renovation loan that's conventional, is there a consultant needed?
Only if it's over $35,000.
Okay.
They do also ask for a consultant because they are actually licensed and trained for the programs, and they want to make sure that someone is also putting together a draw schedule for the contractor, so that when the contractor, because there's always, if it's $35,000, it's more work. Once the contractor actually is starting to do the work, we want to be able to give them a draw schedule. So the consultant would actually work with the contractor in the front of the program to figure out what exactly they're going to do in order to get draws given to them to continue working on the home.
Okay. So there's a streamline renovation loan as well, correct?
Correct.
And the streamline means it's going to go faster.
Streamline's faster because we knock the consultants out of the picture. So as any other thing that you do in life, if there's less people, it seems to go a little faster. We're not working around another schedule or another time frame. But the streamline, the payout is also different. They pay half up front, like right when the borrower closes, and then they pay the other half at the end, when the, so there's no draw schedule. So we're not working on that extra paperwork. So it is a little bit quicker. The streamline is going to be anything from, you know, $500. There's really no minimum in our world, up to $35,000. So the streamline is in no structural repairs. So that will go quicker because we are just going to go ahead and get the contractor to give the borrower estimates. We're going to make sure that the appraised value is going to come in. And then we're going to close the loan. So that means that the realtors and everybody are out of the picture. And then we work with giving the draws to the contractor to finish the product for the borrower.
So none of this work has to be done prior to settlement?
None.
Like on a regular, everyday FHA, VA loan, any kind of repairs that are needed have to be done prior to settlement. But these type of loans, all the work is done afterwards.
Correct. That's the beauty of the program. Recently, as you all know, most of the banks are looking for turnkey houses. We want to lend money on homes that are in good shape, turn the key, move in, drop your stuff, it's good. If there's no flooring, you have a problem. If it's partly gutted, you have a problem. If, you know, there's a bad roof and the appraiser says that the roof doesn't have any wear and tear left, you have a problem. It's a great way for a buyer to say, well, I can add those items into the end product, close on their home, and then have the contract do the work. What's great, even on top of that, is they can also put a wish list into that same particular property. So if we're taking a property and we're bringing it up to standards, that's one thing, and that's great. That property can then sell, and then we can start doing the work. The other whole great part of it is adding the color paint that you want, adding in the flooring that you want, you know, fixing in. I've had kitchen appliances. We've had a refinance recently that is taking a sunroom and making it into a big, huge fireplace living room suite. So there's all kinds of things you could do with it. It just takes a little bit of imagination.
So in the past, when deals would fall through because the inspection revealed that these items needed to be done and buyer couldn't because they didn't have the funds to be able to do that set aside after they closed, there's no reason for that. If I'm hearing you correctly, there's a way to save somebody that wants to buy the house and somebody that wants to sell the house the deal.
Correct. Absolutely. It's a fantastic way to, I'm telling all my realtors when I go out, Jackie, and I'm talking to them, never let a buyer walk through a house anymore and say, I absolutely love this house, but. Because if there's a but, we can normally, most likely, fix it as long as it's not, you know, at its top range in pricing. So we tell everybody that is one. The inspections is another. Please don't let all of your deals fall apart just over inspections. If the buyer says, I still want the home, but I just don't have the money to fix it up, as long as, again, the appraisal will come in, it's something that we could do. What we've had happen in the past as well is that we've had an inspection issue or a glitch or a but, and then we turned it into a wish list, which was great, where the buyer was able to actually maybe get approved for 130, buy the house at 60, and use all the rest of that money to make it what they really want so that they're not doing repairs after the fact, they're not bringing in money after the fact, they're not doing lines of credit with Home Depot. It's a lot less money for the buyer themselves to do the work right up front.
Excellent. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And with us today is Barb Moody with Prospect Mortgage, and we're going over all the reasons why someone should consider a renovation loan when they're buying a house. Can investors take advantage of a renovation loan program?
We only have an investor product for a single family home. So it's a single family home only, but we do have one product that they may qualify for. Again, I do have to mention, though, that a contractor is necessary. A lot of the investors we find when they are calling in to do the program
are the contractor.
They want to do their own work.
Yeah. So they do. And it's you know, it's just they're not, the way that we look at it is we're actually using their income to qualify them for the loan, so we can't have them taking all the time off to do this own particular property. It's just one of the rules of the program. The program has got so much that you can do with it. They had to have particular rules, and one of them is no self-build.
Okay, well, that takes care of a lot of investors out there, I'm sure. How about allowable repairs? What's allowed, what's not allowed?
they really, we sometimes need to pick and choose between the programs. We help all the buyers do that. We work with the agents to do that. Really, anything is going to be allowable. We do have some little quirky things, nuances, if you want to call them, like pool repairs. They will only allow for up to $1,500 if it's any work to be done on a pool. So there is some things that once we talk to the buyer, we try to weed out any differences. But we've had it used for, again, just appliances, all the way up to total remodels, to adding on rooms. You know, we had one person actually add on two bedrooms. Well, as you know, as a realtor, the value that that's going to add to the house. So we weren't even worried about that appraised value. The other thing, Jackie, too, I just wanted to mention is with the realtors, and we're going out and we're talking with the realtors, and hopefully there's some realtors out there listening as well. We think it's a very big listing plus. If the realtors are going out and they're looking at houses and they clearly know that the house might not pass an FHA inspection, just from their knowledge, whether it be chipping paint. We've just had one recently across an entire house. So that one is now, it was a regular FHA loan, but the back of the house had flaking and chipping paint that wasn't caught. So we're changing that to a streamlined FHA. There is, you know, the roof, the 2-year need life of a roof. You know, if anything unfinished, knob and tube wiring, anything that might create a problem if they're listing the property and see, it might be time for them at that point to talk to the actual seller and say, hey, there's a new program out there. I've even told realtors I will talk to the seller if they want the seller to call me just to go over it with and, like, you know, basically the good points to it. And then maybe add that to the MLS listing. As you know, renovation could be done on the property. We might be able to fix this property up. Now I know, you know, some of the realtors have said to me, well, what if the property is in really disrepair? I had one call me on a farmhouse, and you know, the farmhouse had a lot of you know, disrepair, just wear and tear, but it had 5 acres of land. Well, again, we can go in and we can, you know, straighten out floors, fix windows, put all new doors in, and the buyer's really looking at that option now with some contractors to see if they can do those repairs. And the house right now is listed at 40, so they're hoping to do 60,000 worth of repairs, and the realtor's telling us it should come in around 175. That's huge value to the buyer at the end of the day.
Yes, absolutely. Well, it's terrific information, and it's a terrific program. I hope many people think about it, take advantage of it, and deals don't have to go south over inspections or properties that need some repair. Barb, once again, your contact information, please.
We are at, the office is in Davis Street. It's Prospect Mortgage, and it's 570-587-3385. And you can also reach out to us on your PA mortgage team. That's on Facebook, and that's also on our website.
Thank you, Barb. Would you come back next week? Because there's some more things that we need to discuss regarding mortgages and financing.
Sure. Absolutely.
Thanks so much. Pat?
Yes, I have some interesting statistics from the National Association of Realtors about home buying and real estate professionals. 88% of buyers purchase their home through a real estate agent. That number has risen a lot since 2001. It was 69% back then. 42% of buyers found their real estate agent through a referral from a friend or a family member. Jackie, where do you get most of your business?
Referrals.
I knew it. 2/3 of recent buyers only interviewed one agent before they found the agent they want to work with. And more than 50% of buyers reported that what they want most from their agent is for them to find them the right home to purchase.
Thank you, Pat. And according to the National Association of Realtors, that's NAR, video increasingly becomes important in a home search. New home buyers place an emphasis on virtual tours and videos showcasing properties and communities. Finding an agent and agent-related searches on YouTube grew 46% year over year, and homebuyers who purchased previously owned homes are more likely to bring their online research offline by walking through or driving by a home that they already viewed online.
Got to do a drive-by,
but they want videos. That's what I'm taking from this information. We're out of time. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.